Hello, today is May 11th, 2024, and today we have the Seven of Wands reversed. In the upright, the Seven of Clubs or Wands, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, is known as the card of standing your ground. We see a human standing on top of a mountain or hill against a clear blue sky, standing firm, legs spread wide, holding a long straight branch in front of his body as a weapon of defense. At the bottom of the card are six tall poles or clubs that seem to be thrusting upward at him by an unseen mob below the bottom of the edge of the card, trying to dislodge him or her from his place at the top. This attack seems quite unexpected. He wears two different shoes as if he had to dress quickly, unprepared for this onslaught. This is a card of defense, whether he is defending his position, his good name, even what he thinks, or how he looks or what he wears. He may always wear two different shoes for all we know. It's his thing, but quite obviously public opinion is not on his side. In the upright, though, he would have the moral high ground. The small patch of green grass he stands on at the top of this mountain is rightfully his property, his space. In the upright, we have to admire this character. He or she knows his rights and has a legitimate case. In the reverse, very simply, he doesn't. He is deposed or removed from this high place. His property may even be seized. He may not have had the rights to it in the first place. This vicious attack could be gossip or rumors for which he has no defense. When this card is reversed, we may have to admit defeat. We may have to give in. We may have to learn to pick our battles. I once knew someone who was engaged in a nasty property dispute over a foot of land. I don't know how much it cost in money and time to survey, assess, and wrangle over this situation, and I can't even remember who won. But ultimately, of course, the end result was two neighbors who hated each other for as long as they both lived side by side. Very bad feng shui. Basically, the proof of property lines and assessments left one party with no leg to stand on. This is that. On the other hand, if we're quite sure we are in the right, and our cause is important enough to us, and our position solid, being bullied into giving in would be unacceptable. But since I don't see this card in the reverse very often, I'd say this human may want to consider that today he may not have the upper hand.